The quality of New Zealand's waterways is suffering, and the head of a not-for-profit R&D organisation says public discussions about who or what's responsible for it can at times lack nuance. Since 1964, Lincoln AgriTech, owned by Lincoln University, has been trying to deliver tech solutions to markets to address environmental concerns. They've also been monitoring river and groundwater systems across the country. Professor Travis Glair is its chief executive. He joins us now for our weekly CEO slot, in which we attempt to understand how and why organisations work the way they do. Travis, Professor Glair, Dr. Glair, it's nice to have you with us. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Really, really good. I really like Lincoln AgriTech because it's about universities or their manifestations as a kind of participatory citizen rather than an ivory tower, right? You really join in.
Oh, very much. We're about translating science into real-world solutions.
And how do you persuade the real world to use you?
That's always a good one. It's basically our value proposition is what gets us the work. So we're entirely externally funded. So industry or public organisations fund us to find solutions for them. And so it's always about what you're proposing to do, why you think you're the best to do it, and your past track record of success.
Okay, so you're owned by Lincoln University, but you, Lincoln AgriTech, entirely externally funded.
Entirely externally funded. We're owned by Lincoln, but we're an independent research organisation. So it's basically we live and die on what we can earn.
Okay, and I'm looking at your annual review, and it's absolutely fascinating. So we're talking about braided rivers, right?
Yes, we do a lot of work on braided rivers and groundwater flows.
And also the quality of the groundwater. And we've been talking about this on Morning Report a bit lately. The nitrate levels in groundwater, and you are finding what?
We do quite a lot of work on nitrates, and we spun out a company called Hydrometrics 2 years ago, which does real-time nitrate sensors. And so we have networks of nitrate sensors where people will put them in, and we can monitor nitrates over time. And a good example is the Central Plains Water catchment, where they've got a number of sensors that gives us real-time nitrate readings over a number of years across a large area. And it basically shows overall in that catchment, nitrate levels have been decreasing, but it's patchy. It's not some places they don't go down, other places they do go down. And we're trying to understand what drives those changes.
This is absolutely fascinating, isn't it? It's so important for us all. And we were having this conversation about prem births, bowel cancer, all of the sort of growing suggestions there is a cause and effect relationship between high nitrates and some of these things. I just want to ask you about the science. The science is always the science, and it's always independent, even though you have paying clients. So you don't give them what they want, you give them what is true.
Oh, exactly. And we're not a consultancy. We're a research organisation and development organisation. That means that we do the measurements, we do the experiments, and that determines what we try, what we say to the clients. So they don't pay us for to tell them what they want to hear. They pay us for what's actually going on.
I've had such a lovely time reading your annual report. Hay bale moisture measurement, fruit firmness testing, synthetic microbes and soil healths, agricultural productivity and increasing it. Is it, every time you start something new, super exciting?
It's always exciting, and the team love the science we do. And you know, you talk about bale moisture, and we do fat depth on animals. It's based on the similar sorts of technology. So it's not that we're doing a whole new project every time. We're finding new uses for the technologies that we understand. Those ones are both based on microwave radar, which is basically near microwave. So the technologies that are based in good science, and then you look for what are the other things you could do with it and who might want it.
You've got a photo of someone looking very much like James Bond shooting a hay bale in your annual report. This is you're developing a new non-invasive bale moisture sensor supported by AgriFutures Australia. But of course it makes a difference if you get this right?
Oh, this is huge. It's probably something most people don't know, but Australia exports a huge amount of fodder and hay bales. If these bales have too much moisture, they basically heat up and catch fire. And so if you've got that on a ship or something, it's really dangerous. So there's a huge need for easy bale moisture measures. Do it by putting probes into every bale, but that's quite labour intensive. And so we're coming up with ways that reduce labour and give you very accurate results.
Let's come back to the business, because you're the boss there of Lincoln Agritech, right? How do you recruit clients? Are you in the marketplace constantly talking to people looking for work, engaging with communities?
Yes, and it's a bit of a mix in terms of we get a lot of repeat clients, and so someone will do a small project with us, find that we're useful to them, they'll come back for more work, and we develop a relationship. And other times it's basically just going out and meeting clients, and you know, big clients and small clients, and finding out what their problems are. And if we have an idea about how we would solve that problem, we pitch it to them.
Travis Clear, who is the Chief Executive of Lincoln Agritech. We really enjoy these conversations, learning about what makes organisations tick and the CEOs who run them. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.